are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Government shutdown going into its second week. How is that affecting everybody? We have news on China employing 2 million workers to keep an eye on its citizens over the Internet. We also have a tornado watch that we're keeping an eye on. Interesting Nobel Prize for 3 in medicine. Heartbreak causing your hair to fall out. This weight loss thigh gap thing that I didn't get to talk about in the beginning of the show, but we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We actually started to overcome this whole emaciated, skinny type of image that girls were supposed to be. Remember over the last couple years, Demi Lovato gained a little bit of weight. Christina Aguilera gained a little bit of weight, Beyonce full-figured, and we stopped for a fairly good period of time this push for everybody to be a size zero. Remember, it was all about being anorexic and being skinny for decades, and then all of a sudden over the last couple years, some curves are good. And again, thank you, Beyonce, thank you, J-Lo, thank you, all right? Unfortunately, now we have a new fad. It's the thigh gap, where apparently teenage girls and young women try to have this weight loss goal where thighs don't even touch when their feet are together, okay? I mean, my feet could be, you know, 5 feet apart, and I'm sure my thighs would be touching somewhere. This is called thigh gap, and specialists are saying it is virtually impossible. True? There may be some very, very thin models that do have the gap, but for the most part, it is a very difficult thing to attain, and might I also say ugly, okay? You know, thighs are supposed to be meaty, right? You know, that's why a lot of us like chicken thighs, okay? All right, chicken wings are the ones that are bony. Your arms could be thin, not the legs, people, not the legs. So the vast majority of people, when they stand with their feet together, their thighs touch, okay? They say a tiny percentage of people whose thighs are so slim, they don't come together. Now, Claire Misko, this is coming from Fox News, oversees teen outreach and digital media for the National Eating Disorders Association, which is an advocacy group, says the issue of focusing on a particular body part is very common. What is new is these things have taken on a life of their own because of the Internet and social media. And people do that. I'll walk into a room and people look at my arms, they'll look at my tummy, they'll look at my butt. I can't stand that. I can't stand being checked out by other women, right, to see where I stand. And so I could just imagine what's happening with these girls. You know, I mean, in high school, when I went to high school, it was the 80s, but everybody was wearing kind of jeans and mini skirts and things like that. So, you know, the thighs weren't as much of an issue. Now everyone's wearing real short shorts and real skinny skirts. I mean, I had bought a dress, and I didn't look at it as a mini skirt. To me, a mini skirt is above the knees. This sucker was halfway between knees and Lily. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So skirts are definitely getting shorter. And unfortunately, then people can actually see thighs. Studies suggest that peer pressure from social media definitely play a huge role in eating disorders. A 2011 study at the University of Haifa found that adolescent girls who spent the most time on Facebook had a greater chance of developing a negative body image and an eating disorder. Now, can I just tell you people about these Facebook photos? Okay. You know, if I post a photo on Facebook, no, it's not Photoshop, but can I say that there's a lot of control of the situation? I won't let a photo of me come at an angle that I don't like. Okay. So, mind you, when you're seeing a picture of somebody, it is very well, I don't want to say manipulated, but that's probably one of a thousand that was decided. And I know, ladies do a lot of, where they'll take a picture of themselves, they'll do a bunch of them, and then like, okay, well, this is the picture I'll use. Because, you know, you can take a picture with your iPhone. Take a picture with your iPhone, and you can actually see what yourself looks like in this iPhone picture. And so, you can then decide which one, that's the one you put. Remember with school pictures, you just take a picture and have to get up and leave, and then you'd see the school picture going, oh my gosh, really, that's me? And you would hate it. Now we can control the pictures that we want. And yes, yeah, some people can even Facebook or Photoshop it. So if you're looking at a picture of somebody with very little thighs, how the hell do you know that that's not Photoshopped? Okay, just, you know, relax, people. It's not that important. So, apparently there's a site that I guess where this one site uses Holocaust victims for, I guess, motivational purposes, or they martyred those who died from eating disorders. It's not worth it. If you ask what guys want, ladies, guys want a little bit of meat on the bones. They do. Now, it's not because my husband told me that to make me feel good, but a lot of guys tell me they don't like bony. Bony scares them. If they're grabbing your hips or your arm or putting their hand around their waist, they would like a little bit of cushion there, okay? Now, I'm not saying we need to glorify obesity by any means. Many of us really, really need to lose weight. But for crying out loud, just we got to teach these girls, and even men. I'm seeing boys do the same thing, diet, 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 and then they try to up their muscles, and then they go to steroids. You know, we're having body dysmorphic disorder in boys also. And I can't tell you how many teenagers I have to pull aside and say, look, guys, no, okay? No, no, no. You cannot, you know, start taking steroids to up your muscle mass. Some of us are built the way we're built. You know, my son, my older son, he has a lot of muscle to him. So he's very blessed with that. But he's a little overweight. And he always gets mad that he's not looking like his skinny friends. But I tell you, some of your skinny friends, though, don't have muscle mass. So your skinny friends want to be like you with the muscle mass, but you want to be like them slim. And I would rather try to lose the weight and work on that than have to worry about my kid trying to bulk up, take steroids to up their muscle mass. Scary stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, more 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So right now they're thinking that the shutdown is going to probably drag on till October 17th. Now, this government shutdown is already on day 6. I'm looking at the countdown. I think day 6, 14 hours, 18 minutes, 35 seconds. All right. All right. Some of you aren't even fazed by what's going on. Some of you are pretty ticked off. Okay. As I had predicted, many of these people were still going to get paid. They were going to get to be furloughed and still get paid. And I guess, over the weekend, we heard that furloughed workers were going to get paid for back pay, which again kind of confuses me because you would think we would be saving a heck of a lot of money with the shutdown. All right, but people furloughed government workers, if they're still going to get back pay, then we really did lose because now we gave paid time off. Okay? There's been many rumors out there that government workers are loving this because they get to be home. Now, I thought government workers were not loving this, okay, because they weren't getting paid. But if you do get paid, these are paid days off. Now, I'm not sure if everybody's getting paid or not. Now, unfortunately, though, the shutdown is affecting clinical trials. It's affecting medical clinics on bases. So there's a variety of government functions. Even, I mean, I love museums and I love national parks, but we could still function if the national park is closed for a couple days. But there's many other non-mandatory, but other types of agencies where many people are feeling this. You and I may not, because we get up, we go to work, we don't rely on the government. We go to work, we come back, we're still getting our mail, you know. But if many of us were not getting our mail, the Postal Service would be complaining. So this still is no easy thing, okay? So we're going into its second week as of today. Democrats unmoved by GOP's efforts to reach a deal. Of course, GOP wants to not have to fund Obamacare throughout all this. Senators are like, just give us everything and leave the Obamacare out of it. And that's why there's this stalemate, okay? From what I understand, President Obama had to cancel his Asia trip. Oh, no. He couldn't go to Asia. Oh, no. And, I don't think Congress is going to have vacation anytime soon anyway. So, yeah, they're hashing it out. Senate's hashing it out. And it sounds like they're at a stalemate. House Speaker John Boehner from Ohio, I guess, wants to end the shutdown, raise the $16.7 trillion federal debt ceiling as part of budget negotiation, okay? But remember, we still have a huge key element with the Obamacare funding. The Treasury Department has set the deadline for raising the debt ceiling as October 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, is apparently a leading voice in the shutdown debate, all right, because he wants to include President Obama's health care law into this, okay? Said a debt ceiling package should include structural changes to reduce spending, no new taxes, and provisions to mitigate the harms of the health care law. He says the debt ceiling historically has been among the best leverage that Congress has to rein in the executive. Now, some of you are saying, look, the Republicans are screwing this all up because, you know, they are using, they're holding this country hostage to make their own political, pursue their political agenda. But on the other hand, if the Republicans have gotten stampeded on all this time, and we are having a financial crisis, and Obamacare is a part of that financial crisis, don't they have a right to bring that up in the negotiations? Okay, you see, I would be very unhappy if they were trying to promote their whole agenda. Then I'm like, all right, guys, come on. But Obamacare is extremely relevant. I mean, they do have a good point. Now, mind you, I don't want to stall Obamacare any longer. Just let us suffer, get this over with, so we can hopefully then prove to everybody that Obamacare was a cluster and we can move on. But if we really can't pay our bills, then why the hell are we taking on Obamacare? Now, I finally logged on. I was finally able to log on and not get kicked off the healthcare website. Healthcare.gov linked me to the Nevada healthcare website, so I was able to actually pull up some of my plans. One of them was just, I mean, it's frightening. For the bronze plan, which is supposed to cover the least, I would be paying $700-something a month for my family. $700 a month. And a $5,000 deductible for one, a $6,500 deductible for another, $50 copays. No medical, no dental, no vision on that. Now, mind you, some of you getting subsidies will be able to help pay for some of this health insurance. But if we don't have the money to run our country, why the hell are we giving insurance companies government money to try to bring down the price a couple hundred dollars? A $500 a month plan is still too much. So what did the government promise? How could they promise it without us having it in our budget? You could pass laws till the day is long. That doesn't mean we have the money to budget to. We don't, that doesn't mean we have the money to front it. And the hallmark of Obamacare is people getting taxed, all right, if they don't pay for the health insurance, and Obamacare giving money to people that don't have enough money to pay their health insurance. Now, from what we understand, there's no way to screen if anybody's lying. So if you put your income and you lie about it, you will be eligible for subsidies until finally government gets their act together and then tries to find you and look for you. So if you're needing health insurance for the short end, I mean, I don't know if you go to jail. Nobody said that. Nobody has told us what happens if you lie on these websites. The only thing we know is you can lie, and that the government has been very open about them not having the infrastructure yet to determine if you're lying or not. So that means we have given, right, Congress and the Senate a blank check to write out all these subsidies and find out if many people didn't earn them in the first place. This is a completely stupid system. Stupid. Stupid system. And so I find it extremely frustrating. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think the Republicans are going to eventually lose, unfortunately, because you promised the whole country health care. Everybody's going to want their subsidies. They're going to want the Medicaid expansion. They're going to want to get whatever freebies they could get. So once you promise it, you're stuck. Even if they defund Obamacare, it's going to come back. So we're stuck. Them holding out on this furlough, this shutdown, but then everybody getting their money anyway does cost money. So, and it's not the Republicans' fault. It's both sides' fault. Okay? I mean, the Democrats have to realize if we don't have money, because we can't form a budget and Obamacare screws up the budget, then the budget isn't passed. I mean, that makes sense. But senators want to be reelected. And senators want to keep, so it's a cluster. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So China has employed, according to this one source, Daily Mail, 2 million people to keep an eye on its citizens' internet use. The workers are paid by the government and private businesses to monitor the tens of millions of online posts, they say, made by Chinese users every day, according to state media. Their main targets are social media and blogging sites, which I guess are a little bit difficulty for the controlling authorities of the country. The workers are hired as quote-unquote internet opinion analysts, and they're scouring sites like a popular microblog called Weibo. Okay? Yeah, not Weeble, Weibo. By performing simple keyword searches, they're able to monitor the vast number of comments and images posted online every day. They are believed to be supported by technology and can analyze millions of posts an hour, both in and outside China. So outside China as well. Obviously, it's the internet. No shock there. They say the exact number of staff employed by the Chinese government to do this has been a definite source of criticism. I mean, that's a lot. What did they say? 1,200? 2 million. I'm sorry, 2 million workers. I'm thinking 1,200 with the IRS and Obamacare. Now, mind you, the Chinese are watching what we're writing. Okay? Don't be shocked. Now, what they're making it sound like is these are people just going on the internet, okay, and then reading. It's not sounding like they are using a certain security breach and going into personal ones. They're making it sound like what they're doing is they're just kind of looking at blogs and just reading what you write. Now, keep in mind, okay, if America did that, okay, remember, when you post something, anytime I write something, I know multiple people are going to see it. Whether it's an NSA's daughter, whether it's my mother, whether it's somebody in the government. Okay, if I post something online, it's supposed to be read. Okay, so it's supposed to be read. Right? That's why you post online. You want everybody to see it. You can't go, oh, I didn't want everybody to see it. Only 1,000 people. No, if 1,000 people are going to see it, 1 million people are going to see it. So somebody going online and reading and looking at what's been written, that happens already. Your friends are doing that. But if anybody is cryptically going in, that's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don Work of the Dials. And thanks you all for tuning in. I want to apologize. I pulled my back out yesterday. I really didn't pull it out. All I did was get up in the morning. I felt good. I went to the bathroom. I sat on the toilet seat to go pee. I got up from the toilet seat and I couldn't walk. I must have knocked out my SI joint. And I have been basically rolling all over the place. My husband was able to adjust me. He was able to get my SI joint back in place. But I am, unfortunately, I can't work out. And I'm all kind of propped up with pillows. And I'm a little short of breath because it hurts. But I just want to apologize to you because I'm really, really not loving the way my back is. Now, again, if I'm in one position where I'm sitting, I'm good. Okay, but the problem is when I gotta pee, cause you gotta get up and down off the toilet seat. And now I understand why people have those toilet seats, especially older people, with that extra height to it. The less you have to bend, the better. And I mean, we're talking about your SI joint in your pelvis. This is really ridiculous. I don't know how I knocked it out. This is really annoying me. And I mean, my gosh, I'm only a, I'm only 42. I mean, it's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I didn't see the movie Gravity yet. Okay. I cannot wait. I'm pretty excited. Apparently a lot of people are already complaining about some of the, shall we say, accuracy of it. Like, for example, I guess Sandra Bullock's hair was supposed to also be going up. You know when you're in, you know, remember with Apollo 13, Tom Hanks' hair was still kind of going all over the place a little bit. Yet in this one, Sandra Bullock's hair is still perfect. So, you know, they're like, but come on, remember, the female is always going to, they got to make her look good. So, looks like to me a great flick. I can't wait to see it. I'd like to also try and see it 3D if we could. All right, but I'm not going to talk to you about any inaccuracies right now, because I personally don't care. I don't care if something's inaccurate. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I go to a movie to escape reality. Okay, I'm not really looking for something accurate. I don't want to look for something react. I remember seeing Outbreak years ago, and I freaked out, and then Contagion. I don't want to see accuracy. I don't want to know about zombies. I don't want to know any of that. All right, three scientists have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology after discovering how cells exactly, precisely transport material. James Rothman and Randy Shekelman, both from the U.S., and Thomas Sudoff from Germany share the prize. They found the way that vesicles act like a fleet of ships transporting their goods to the exact destination. This is crucial for the way brain communicates. Because remember, they have to release hormones, and it has to affect either the testes, it has to affect either the ovary, etc. And so they say these billions of cells that make up the body are packed with precise machinery. According to BBC News, in order for the cell to function properly, it needs the right materials in the right place at the right time. They said it better than I could. So vesicles are these little tiny bubbles of fat which act as the cell's internal shipping service. They can send materials such as enzymes, neurotransmitters, and hormones around the cell. Or they could fuse with the outer surface of the cell, release their contents into the wider body. Now, them being able to figure this out, they say, is a huge impact on our understanding of how cargo is delivered with timing and precision within the outside the cell. You know, good for them. Can you imagine working on a study and then you guys go, look, you know, this is some good stuff. You want to submit it for the Nobel Prize? Really? Nobel Prize? Yeah, why not? Dude, really? Dude. Like, yeah, you got money for the Nobel Prize? Yeah, I think you get some money. You get to be really famous. All right, let's do it. So anyway, Professor James Rothman comes from Yale. He found proteins embedded in the vesicles, which act as the docking mechanism. You see, we have to always kind of look at things like ships. We always talk in either ship term or plumbing term with medicine, so it helps us understand it. Then you had Professor Randy Shekman from the University of California at Berkeley. He discovered the genes that regulated the transport system in yeast. He found that mutations in three genes resulted in a situation resembling a poorly planned transport system. After hearing of the word, he said, oh, my first reaction was, oh, my Lord, that was my second reaction. That was also my second reaction. Okay, so good for him. Then you had Professor Thomas Sudhoff, originally from Germany, now at Stanford. He made breakthroughs in how the transport system works in the brain so that neurotransmitters are released at the present time. Now, I don't know if all of these guys ever worked together, or did they each find their respective study and then they all got to share a prize. That would stink if you didn't want to share the prize. If you're like, wait a second here, no, all mine. I don't know if it's $1 million or what, but remember, with taxes. Okay, so anyway, so they say vesicles are like a postman's bag. They have to get to specific addresses. That's assuming your postal worker actually said, oh, did you guys see that video of that postal worker, the quote-unquote laziest postal worker, where she drives on the person's lawn, steps out of her vehicle, and just throws the mail on the porch, and then gets back into her vehicle and drives off the lawn? That was hilarious. John Phillips from KABC put that on, and I put it on my Facebook if you want to check that out. Ugh, laziness. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about here. Okay, infections. We were talking about how a study came out saying these hospital workers wearing gowns, wearing gloves may really not be protecting you from the MRSA after all. And that kind of stinks because you want to think that when you go to the hospital, you're not going to be getting these nosocomial infections from the hospital, these vancomycin-resistant enterobacter or the methicillin-resistant staph aureus. Well, Fox News has a how to beat 6 everyday infection spreaders for those of us that try to go home and avoid bacteria. So, for example, they say the cell phone. The cell phone has this MRSA. Okay? They say MRSA is staph on steroids. It's resistant to most antibiotics, could be deadly if it gets into the bloodstream. 12% of the infections in 2005 in the U.S. had happened with this MRSA. Now, they say cell phones carry it. When University of Arizona researchers tested 25 cell phones, 20% came up positive for this MRSA. That is scary. How many times you guys clean your cell phone? Now, don't just stick it in the water. Don't stick it in the sink, but you really should be washing it. They say sanitize your cell phone once a week with Clorox disinfected wipes. Okay? The shower. You got Methylobacter and Sphingomonas in the shower. They like wet. Okay? And indoor pools also have these bugs. They come into aerosol form, get into the air. You could breathe it in. Curtains also have these microbes. So, they say hold your breath when you lather up, or maybe pull the curtain all the way closed after you finish, so this helps prevent bacteria from thriving inside the plastic folds. Shower curtains, I know. Well, luckily we have a glass door on ours, so it's a little easier. Airplanes. You got the norovirus, even in the airplanes. We think that's just the cruise ship illness, but you can also get it on airplanes. They are working on a vaccine, by the way, for this. A recent CDC study of a flight from London to Philadelphia shows 9% of passengers and more than half of the crew were stricken with diarrhea and or vomiting within 18 to 60 hours of the flight. We're going to be talking about, as we come up on travel time and holidays, what to do to protect yourself. But they say assume flight attendants can be infected. If they hand you a beverage, just drink it with a straw. Wipe down your tray. I always tell you to put the air conditioning on in front of you. Have that fan blowing in front of you so you don't breathe stuff in. Golf, not that that would help you with norovirus particular. Norovirus is more from fecal oral contamination, but still. Golf courses has West Nile virus. Mosquitoes carry West Nile virus on the golf course. So stay clear of a wet course, they say. Try to avoid the pond because of the insects over the water. Also, do maybe noontime tea time rather than early morning because dusk and dawn, that's where they're horny and they spread stuff. And then in the bedroom, chlamydia trachomatis. Trachomatis. Now, this could be gonococcal also, all right? Or the non-gonococcal urethritis like chlamydia, okay? Very, very common. In the bedroom. Yes, there's antibiotics, but things are starting to get more resistant, especially with gonorrhea. But they say chlamydia, be careful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we are going to be getting a lot of new information on breast cancer and any of the latest studies. And one such study, which is kind of nice, is how walking can reduce breast cancer risk. Investigators discovered that postmenopausal women who were very active or walked for at least 7 hours a week had a reduced risk for breast cancer. The study is published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, which is a journal of the American Association for Cancer Research. They looked at 73,000 postmenopausal women. They discovered women who engaged in at least an hour of vigorous physical activity every day had a 25% lower risk for breast cancer. Those who walked for at least 7 hours a week had a 14% lower risk for breast cancer. So they looked at whether recreational physical activities, specifically walking, would lower somebody's risk, and they did. You know, now, of course, you know, BMI is important, but you wonder if there's something to do but the actual hormone status or the stress hormones or the endorphins, etc. There's something that we have found to people even slim at a sit-down job being more at risk for cancer than somebody moving around. They even found that obese people that move around more could be at less risk for cancer than skinny people that don't. So the current guidelines recommend that adults should strive to get at least 2.5 hours per week of moderate intensity activity or 75 minutes per week of vigorous intensity aerobic activity for overall health. Higher levels of activity, they say, may provide greater benefit for breast cancer prevention. All right. And I'm not going to go into the details of the study, but you guys get the point. It's October. We're going to be talking about the boobies a lot. All right. Well, not speaking of boobies, I can't transition to this one. Hillary Clinton. Okay. Apparently, there's a rumor out that Hillary Clinton really wants Huma to dump Anthony Weiner. Now, I don't like talking gossip, okay? I don't like to do any of that type of, those types of stories. But I guess Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's wife, has been a longtime aide of Hillary Clinton, okay? And Hillary Clinton, I think we could all pretty much guess, really wants to run in 2016. I can't say that for a fact. She's being pretty nonchalant about it, but I think we kind of got the picture, okay? Hillary Clinton could possibly be just handed this presidency, all right, unless, you know, we all figure out, what this country needs. So anyway, so apparently there's some rumors out that she would like Huma to not have that association with Anthony Weiner because Anthony Weiner could possibly hurt her election. And again, I have no confirmation of this. Okay, we have right now a report from Mail Online saying Abedin has worked for Ms. Clinton for more than 15 years and is believed that the former first lady gave her an ultimatum, saying that either she ditches husband Anthony Weiner or she will not hold a high office in Clinton's expected 2016 campaign. They say Hillary is horrified by Weiner and thinks he is an embarrassment to his accomplished wife. She wants Huma to leave him behind, but Huma is torn between her family and loyalty to Hillary. Now, we talked about this, where she was standing by her man. Right? And we were talking about how I thought Huma had some political aspirations of her own. Okay? If she does leave Anthony Weiner, she does have every right to. And you can't accuse her of her political aspirations for leaving Anthony Weiner because he sexted and basically mentally cheated on her. It was a public embarrassment to her. Okay. It's nice that she stays with him because of the kid, etc. But nobody would blame her for leaving him. We thought she was sticking by him and standing by him this whole time for political reasons. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens over the next few years if her, wanting to be high up in Hillary's administration, she decides to dump Anthony Weiner. It would probably be a very easy divorce on her part in terms of getting public support for this one. It's a shame there's a kid involved. It really is. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. A third of people do not like their Facebook friends, but they won't delete them. Why? Because, you know, keep your enemies, right? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Okay, 10% of an average person's friend list are considered actually friends. Over half said they're friends with people they don't like just so they could be nosy. And some people are really scared to death of deleting certain people. I am. I have a lot of people I should delete, but I don't because there are some very weird people out there that somehow when I started the radio show, you know, we did Facebook. You're supposed to connect with people with social media. Anybody who listened to the show, fine. That's great. All right. But, you know, you've really got some creepy people out there. And you block somebody. Yeah, it's nice to block, but they could still find you. And so a lot of people are fearful of this. Now, I don't know if there has been any crimes associated with somebody being defriended. But to some people, it is really an act of war. Defriending somebody or blocking them is considered an act of war. Now, especially when you have too many users to re-add them back on, you can't add them back on. I mean, that is some serious stuff. Now, I do. I get some real creeps, right, that start connecting. Once I find out there's a creep, I block them. I don't need that. Okay, and I don't need them messing with my other Facebook friends. But, I mean, do we really have a bunch of people fearful of dropping other people? More than a third of people admitted, okay, that they would not You know what? I don't even want to go through this. It's kind of, to me, I don't really like to spend time talking about social media too much on this, but there's a very interesting type of behavior that happens now in society, and Facebook behavior and Twitter behavior is all intermingled and integrated with it. Okay? So you may think, you know what? I don't like my husband, or I don't like my wife. I'm going to delete them. You're looking at possible divorce with that one. Men appear to be forgiven for sex scandals a lot easier than women. Okay? Is that true? Did people really forgive Anthony Weiner? They say the mistress whose affair brought down former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick claims men are forgiven after political sex scandals while women are negatively labeled. Christine Beattie, his former chief of staff, had a 6-year relationship with Kilpatrick during his time in office. I guess they both ended up in jail. They pleaded guilty to 2 felony obstruction of justice charges in 2008 after intimate text messages were published that showed they had lied under oath about their affair during a police whistleblower trial. Uh-oh, see, you can't lie about it. Can you imagine lying about an affair could put you in jail? Kilpatrick resigned from office and both were sentenced to 4 months in prison. Watch the text, guys. Now, all right, I don't know much about this case. I didn't know much about it. I'm reading it to you from Mail Online. But, you know, is this true? Are women still, okay, considered more of the bad guy when it comes to this? I don't think so anymore, all right, because already with, like, Spitzer and Weiner and everything else going on, I mean, now Bill Clinton, he still looks like a hero to everybody. Nobody gives a damn about the Monica Lewinsky thing. Some of us do, but most people don't. Yet, it really all depends on your fame. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt cheated on his wife. He left his wife for Angelina Jolie. Okay? Who looked worse? Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie? Of course, Angelina Jolie. Okay? You know, men always appear more tolerable and you know, the better guy out of, and again, I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, I know nothing about Angelina Jolie. I know nothing about Brad Pitt. But Brad Pitt, I always think of him smiling. Angelina Jolie, I think of her giving somebody an evil eye. Why is that? Is it because that's how they have her pose? So, you know, now somebody could say, well, you know, women actually, I mean, they're the ones with the knees. They could either bolt them together or not. No, I think it really takes two to tango. I blame both parties. If somebody's cheating, it's both sides, okay? Not the innocent spouse that got cheated on, but it's both sides. But, you know, men do fare better. How many men in Hollywood cheated? And you don't think anything of it. If the lady cheats, she looks bad. She looks like a demon. Now, for Angelina Jolie, it helped her career. Her hooking up with Brad Pitt, boy, did that help her career. Big time. And maybe they are really in love. I think they did fall in love on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, poor Jennifer Aniston. But still, people like Brad Pitt more than Angelina Jolie. All right, guys. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Y'all be safe out there. God bless.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.